Modern Smoke Podcast, welcome back. I'm here again today. You know, I gotta go Swally or Sweetie and Quavo or whatever it is, you know, that's going on. First off, I wanna say, I feel like their relationship was like a low key fake jump. Because if you think about it, Quavo was like the Beyonce of the Migos, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was like the standard, like, you know, basically like when Offset claimed to Cardi B, and was, you know, and then they kind of like, you know, at the time, remember, Cardi B was under, and then Cardi B rose above, you know what I mean? So, and sometimes within relationships, you get out of love, like, far as like once the elevation is done, like it's no more that we can do. They already did the oh my god, Quavo, like another Birkin, like, you know, you couldn't eat, like, you know the bitch, you know bought so many damn Birkins. The Birkin thing is all, I think they bought each other cars. Now that shit wasn't even too long ago when they was just last buying each other gifts. I want to say that was a few months ago or whatever. And then she talking about, I've emotionally checked out a long time ago. See, that's what females don't understand. Like once you start feeling that way, get the fuck out the relationship. You know what I'm saying? Like, they do that. And then a nigga gets sloppy. You know what I'm saying? Because of how you acting. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because we all know, man, like, them, come on, man, Quavo and this nigga could be around Young Thug, motherfucking, Offset, motherfucking, Take Off, Gucci, Lil Baby. This nigga could be with anybody. You know what I'm saying? This nigga, he was his own brand, for real. And I ain't gonna hold you. The Sweetie or Swale, whatever her name is, she kind of, because I didn't even know she rapped literally until like a month ago. So it's like, you know, just like Cardi B, but she's not elevating to no damn Cardi B. You know what I'm saying? She's not getting up to that level. She wasn't picked to do that. You see what I'm saying? So I don't even know how she got on the scene. I don't know. I'm assuming she's one of them VH1 bitches or something or whatever. But whatever it is, I don't think she came on the scene for rapping. You know what I'm saying? I think she got known somewhere that started rapping or whatever. Because I'm pretty sure I would have knew some of her music and shit. You know what I mean? And like I said, them industry relationships really be what it is. Like that shit, that, like, right now, they shit kind of got boring. That's why a lot of them relationships usually last like about, you know, like a year and a half type shit. You know what I'm saying? And then now I really think that some of them, they actually end up vibing. I actually feel like some of them end up vibing and they stay like Moneybagg and the Ari one. You know what I'm saying? I feel like they done really caught a vibe. You know what I'm saying? But every now and then you gotta do little fake shit, you know, like, you know, the buying of the gifts and all that kind of shit to showcase, like, oh, hey, don't forget we still together, or, you know what I'm saying? Or like with the Megan and the party dude, I'm like Megan, I thought this time, why not do shit differently this time? Like, why not, like, keep that shit to yourselves? Like, why do y'all have to post? Why do y'all have to, you know, like, I don't understand it. Like, they claim that they on a, you know, such a different level, but they always tend to do the same things that the smaller people do. Like, why do y'all have to put each other on your Insta story and shit? Why do y'all have to take little pics for the, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you're doing that for the world. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know y'all together. Y'all fucking and loving and all that. Y'all know that shit. Like, what do y'all need to post little pics together and so you can get these Shade Room Baywatch jumps? Like, And then as soon as when it's problems, you mad because the people is they all in your business. You mad at that because, you know, but you put them in your business because, you know, once you get the little Baywatch jump, from the rest of that relationship on, now it's time for them people to be in your business 24/7. Oh shit, motherfucking Quavo didn't like his chili all today, and Swalee, she ain't having it. You know what I'm saying? Like from day one, that's where that shit go. Like, and I feel like I'm like with the Megan John, I'm like, you don't need to do this. Like, what? Like, what's the, like, you don't like accord? Like you said. Like, no matter what. Her old song back in the day, when she was like, no matter what, something, just know I'm getting eight. Like, we know you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why do you need to post that so people can be in your business? And then when it goes left, then it's like, stay out of my business. Don't worry about why we not posting or why we taking pictures off and all. You know what I'm saying? Like keep that shit, you know what I mean? Like, keep that shit off. Like I feel like the social media is like, keep these people out your business. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then the females, they don't understand that, like, that it is a dirty, conniving female's job to fuck your situation up. If you posting, if you want, like, yeah, you can keep on posting, post all you want, boo. Post all you want. But now, mind you, it's motherfuckers, like, and the more and more you post, the more and more them little bras be like, oh yeah, wait till I catch him. Wait till, you know what I'm saying? Cause, like, and then it's almost like they do that shit to try to, like, make the man prove that, like, he a loyal dude or something. Like, you know what I'm saying? Instead of not at all posting the shit, you know what I'm saying, and keeping people totally out of your business, you know what I mean? That way, when the shit break off, you ain't got shit to say. Like, how stupid Cardi B was looking like in the beginning with Offset, like, sure, it's over. Then, like, 2 weeks later, fuck y'all, yeah, you know, y'all hating ass bitches. When my nigga say he's sorry, so what, fuck y'all. Because you want people in your business too much. You ain't got to give us every, they give you every blow and then say, stay out of my business. Come on, man, that's why they joint, man. Like, they should dry it up because it's been too long and they ain't had no kids or nothing like that. Bitch ain't pregnant or nothing, you know what I'm saying? So that usually be, you know what I'm saying, what sums it up. And then when you quote unquote, what's that shit called? What she say? Emotionally draw away. When you emotionally draw away, and then that's when it's easy for a motherfucker to cheat on you. You know what I'm saying? Because you might think that, oh, you just in a relationship falling back, but you don't know how the nigga is taking it. Like, oh shit, that bitch. At the end of the day, you swallowed too. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers come. A bunch of motherfuckers want her too. You know what I'm saying? So, but I don't know, man. That's why that Birkin shit. That's get crazy. I hope that that shit was rented or better yet, they had warranty, because he was breaking the bank with the Birkins were for her, if I'm not mistaken. It was like a damn Birkin every motherfucking, you know what I'm saying? So all these Birkins and all this shit, and then all of a sudden you emotionally truck cars and shit, and now all of a sudden you've been emotionally drawn. You've been left the right shit for real. Get the fuck out of here, man. Get the fuck out of here. Come on. And then, you know, everything online, the female's gonna rock with it. Like, yeah, I'm so, now, all this shit she's saying, now, all this shit she's saying, everybody that's with her at this point, I want to see in 2 weeks when the shade room, I'm going to give it 8 days. In 8 days when the shade room posts, oh, looks like things may be, look like things may be heating back up with Quavo and Swalla. And like, yeah, man, they love each other, man. That's, you know what I'm saying? He slipped up one time. You see what I'm saying? It just repeats itself, repeats itself, repeats itself. Now you got your relationship as a TV show. So niggas is waiting on the next episode. Here we go again. Come on, man. That shit dumb, bro. That shit dumb. Like, I don't know how to, like, if I, like with back to the Mega joint, like, with that, with the new one, if I was that party nigga, I'd be like, yeah, you know what, man? We not even about to do all that. You know what I'm saying? We not even about to fuck them peoples. Like, you know what I'm saying? We not, you know what I mean? So, when shit go left, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody got to do no explaining or ain't nobody moving. It ain't gonna look like nobody moving different, and you know what I'm saying, because they not posting, and you know what I'm saying, and all this shit. And it's like to me, it's like just like what Quavo was saying, why does social media have to play a part in everything? Like, who, like, for real, who is this Swalla bitch? Like, you wasn't nothing until you, like, ain't nobody know about you. Like, if they did, it was probably from, you know what I'm saying, like, some slight shit, but, like, you wasn't, you know what I'm saying, you wasn't, like, trust me, like, you ain't nowhere, she ain't nowhere near, like, no, like, Cardi, like, where Cardi B was at, you know what I'm saying, like, she ain't nowhere near where Cardi B was at. That's what they wanted to make this shit, you know what I'm saying, and I think that on Quavo on them side, that's what it was. They were just like, well, man, you just got you a good old old-fashioned pretty ghetto junk, little pretty red bone, big booty junk. You know what I'm saying? She ain't doing nothing more, nothing less. You know what I'm saying? She ain't doing shit. You know what I mean? You got the culture. You got Culture 3 about to come out, or Culture 4, whatever album they want. They got their new album about to come out, or whatever. So, you know, they ain't worried about that girl, man. That could have been a damn decision. You know what I'm saying? You see now, Cardi, now Quavo pop about this motherfucker. Well, let's say with her. Who wanna up? Like the mulatto bitch or something? You know what I'm saying? You know, like, she on the ups. Like, you don't know where her ceiling gonna go. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm telling you, man, like, that's how that shit be, bro. Them celebrity relationships, man, really be just celebrity relationships, man. It ain't really no love in them joints, man. Even with Moneybagg Yo and Ari, like I said, that shit still could be fake. You know what I'm saying? Because it could just be pop-ins. Like, you know, oh, he pop in and, you know, play this role. Like, that shit really happened, man. Like I said, I just how they say they got fake beefs in rap, they got fake relationships, man. Like, you know, I think the Dej Loaf and Dirk, Lil Durk joint was made out or whatever. But, you know, and they just tried Money Man. And that's another rapper named Money Man, if you're not familiar with him. He talk about that a lot too. He was like, the fake relationship, that bullshit, I never do that shit. He said that's the grip. And you notice the whole time Quavo was with her, they wasn't dropping no music. The only music that they dropped was a few features with him on it. You know, then they dropped this song with NBA YoungBoy. Yeah, I need it. They dropped that, and then I want to say it might have been one other joint. And then finally, just ironic, he split up with her while the Culture 3 about to hit again, about to hit. Now they about to be back blown up all over the scene. And all of a sudden now, the girl, she about to, you see what I'm saying? That should be a business, man. That shit somewhat is a business. Like, can't no, like I said, they needed her to be more bigger to fucking elevate him, and she not doing that because she can't elevate herself. She obviously some shit, because I don't know none of her fucking music. You know what I'm saying? I ain't hear none of the I think I looked at a couple of little jumps, and I like a maybe like I said about maybe a month ago, and I just figured out she was rapping, and it was like, she had like features with like a bunch of wild, weird people and shit. So I was like, yeah, she trying this shit for real. There's no way that this is like her perfection or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, probably the same little Atlanta joint, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit ain't about nothing, man. That shit ain't about nothing. Like she probably legitimately, you know, is hurt. I'm not taking that, but like I said, like, you ain't giving them Birkins back. You know what I'm saying? You ain't giving them motherfucking 10,000, well, however much the motherfuckers is. You ain't giving that shit back. You know what I'm saying? So you are, man. You came up. She definitely on another level. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I think it is. Like, they realize, like, you know, like, neither one of us can do any more for each other. Like, I don't give a fuck what we stop buying each other. We done bought each other everything that you can possibly do. Been in every event, been in so many damn memes, so many damn Baywatches, you know what I'm saying, from the shade room, so many, it's only so much, you know what I'm saying, to the point now you probably post them as like, oh, nigga, they old news, you know what I'm saying, and then that's when it, boom, you know what I mean, and then, you know, it's another glow up for the next, come on, now, you know, Quavo gonna find another one, come on now, like, and like you said, you know, and you know she will too, you know what I'm saying, so, that'll be national news too. Quavo out in Mexico with his new thing, Miss, you know what I mean, like Miss Thunder Thighs, IG thunderthighs.com, you know what I'm saying, some old bullshit like that, you know what I mean, like that shit just rhetorical as fuck, man. Rhetorical as fuck, you know. Same thing. So we wait, and now see, now once you post that picture with your significant other, it's just another tick. It's just another tick, another shot clock on. It's just another tick, another shot clock on, like, on the simple fact of, when is this shit gonna end? Oh, well, shit. He'll be cheating soon. You know what I'm saying? That's you know. And like I said, I still don't understand. I think that females be a little bit. I be feeling like they be wanting that shit. Like they be wanting that smoke with bitches. Like, oh yeah, I'm gonna post my nigga every day. All this woo woo, just so you can try. Or I guess they think they being jealous, but. But like I said, like it's just like with the niggas, like boo, don't let your man get caught out of bounds, cause like ain't no better woman fucking a nigga than the actual person that's fucking him right at the moment, you know what I'm saying? So you could be your shit could be the best, but he catch that bitch at a party or catch him at a club, man, nigga. Nowadays these broads. I know, and I ain't gonna lie to you. This ain't never happened to me. I can honestly say this never happened to me. But like, I know bras that done caught a nigga at a club bathroom and sucked the nigga off at a club bathroom, or fucked it, or took a nigga, like ran up in the boy's bathroom. And you know, it's niggas. So niggas ain't about to be like, oh, get out of here, man, get out of here, this is the men's bathroom. Ain't nobody about to do that in the club. Niggas gonna mind their business and get on up out of here smiling, because they already know what's going down. So you might think, yeah, this just your man going to a regular little lounge, go to the bathroom, and bitch up in that jump, run up in there, and, you know what I'm saying, it's nothing. Catch the nigga leaving out the jump, you know, run down on this car. You seen the video of Davey Ruffy girl, you know what I'm saying? You don't know when that, like nigga, they was outside in a park, in some parking lot at a club. Her ass got, like, so her, they caught her ass outside of the club, or whoever was in that jump, in that club that night, booked her, and they was like, shit, let's go outside, or whenever they left the club early, and she realized got fucked outside in the D.C. streets. It'd be that easy. It'd be that easy for a female to come do, to come put that on you, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta be careful, like, with that, especially when they living that type of life. You got, like, a 9-to-5 dude, he going to work every day type shit. That's a little, it's a little different, a little harder to get that. But if you got, like, a, you know, regular club type of, you know what I'm saying, the rich lifestyle, man, it can happen. Trust me, it can fucking happen, you know what I'm saying? All them Swale don't play that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all bet y'all got her fucked. You got my girl fucked up. She don't play like that. Yeah, what the fuck ever. You know what I'm saying? With all that, once again, another one bites the dust. With all that damn wamp. Wamp, wamp, wamp.